You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From the ups and downs in the stock market, the latest on COVID-19 pandemic, to a big surprise from Facebook, I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 20th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. In the market, the stocks of two major FMCG giants edged lower today despite their quarter two earnings meeting street estimates. Meanwhile, the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, that is IRCTC, crashed over 18%. In fact, the Nifty Midcap Index slid as much as 2.5% today, dragged by the likes of IRCTC. Fuel prices were again hiked. I'll shortly share with you how much petrol and diesel will now cost in major cities. In an update from the telecom sector, turns out Reliance Jio added 6.5 lakh subscribers in August, whereas Airtel added 1.38 lakh. Meanwhile, Vodafone Idea lost over 8 lakh subscribers. On the COVID front, the WHO chief spoke to India's health minister, Mansukh Mandavia, about Covaxin and more. In a few updates on the global front, IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath has decided to quit soon and return to the Harvard University. Moving on, did you know that Facebook might be planning to change its name? More on it shortly. Next up, Aryan Khan's bail plea has been rejected again. Meanwhile, in the Lakhimpur Kheri incident, the Supreme Court has asked the Uttar Pradesh government to record statements of remaining witnesses. First up, let's take a look at the market. The Nifty Midcap Index slumped over 2.5% or 800 points today. This is the biggest intraday slump since June 18th. With this, the scrip has lost 3% in two consecutive sessions, dragged by the likes of IRCTC, Navin Fluorine, Deepak Nitrite and Dixon. The index saw a stellar rally of 20% in the past 3 months, hitting 32,912, a lifetime high on October 18th, but is now on a downhill. IRCTC's stock extended yesterday's losses and crashed over 18% today. The stock has been in a downtrend for the last 2 days and has corrected over 22% during the period. The stock's near 250% return in the past 1 year has likely made investors a bit cautious, prompting them to cash in on recent gains. Meanwhile, FMCG stocks Hindustan Unilever and Nestle were edging lower despite quarter two earnings meeting street estimates. In fact, most stocks in the FMCG pack, including ITC, VBL, McLeod Russell, Tata Coffee and Zydus Wellness, were in the negative territory. Moving on to the rising fuel prices in the country. Petrol rates were hiked by 34 to 35 paise today, whereas diesel prices were raised by 35 to 37 paise. Petrol will now cost 106.19 rupees in Delhi, whereas diesel will cost 94.92 rupees per litre. In Mumbai, a petrol price was hiked to 112.11 rupees, whereas diesel was hiked to 102.89 rupees a litre. Next up, the telecoms data came in today, and it shows that Vodafone Idea lost 8.3 lakh subscribers in August, as against the loss of more than 14 lakh subscribers in July. While Reliance Jio added 6.5 lakh subscribers against the addition of over 65 lakh in July, Bharti Airtel added 1.38 lakh subscribers against the addition of more than 19 lakh in the previous month. According to the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, telecom companies lost more than a lakh subscribers in August. An increase in entry-level prepaid tariffs in July led to the fall in the subscriber additions. In a late update from yesterday, that is October 19th, World Health Organization chief discussed the issue of emergency use listing of Bharat Biotech's Covaxin and the resumption of supplies of AstraZeneca vaccine to the COVAX facility during a telephonic conversation with Health Minister Mansukh Mandavia. The health minister also tweeted about the detailed interaction with the WHO chief. He said that they discussed the issues related to health, including pandemic management as well as WHO reforms. Next up is an update on the Cruise drug seizure case. A special court has refused to grant bail to Aryan Khan, the son of actor Shah Rukh Khan, in this case. Aryan Khan, Arbaaz merchant and fashion model Munmun Dhamecha were arrested by the Narcotics Control Bureau on October 3rd for alleged conspiracy, possession, consumption, purchase and trafficking of drugs. The trio is presently in judicial custody. Meanwhile, in the Lakhimpur Kheri incident, the Supreme Court came down hard on the Uttar Pradesh government for its ongoing probe. The court said that it thought police are dragging feet and they are required to dispel that impression and ensure a recording of statements of witnesses before magistrates and their protection. The top court was hearing a matter about the October 3rd violence in Lakhimpur Kheri in which 8 persons, including 4 farmers, were killed during a protest. The state government has said that statements of 4 out of 44 witnesses have been recorded by now. 10 people, including Union Minister Ajay Mishra's son, Ashish Mishra, have been arrested so far in connection with the case. Now, a few updates on the global front. IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath will leave her job in January next year and return to the prestigious Harvard University. The prominent Indian-American economist had joined the International Monetary Fund as the chief economist in January 2019. Harvard University had extended her leave of absence on an exceptional basis by 1 year, which has allowed her to serve as the chief economist at IMF for 3 years. She also made history as the first female chief economist of the fund. And now, the surprising development about Facebook. A source-based report says that social media giant is planning to rebrand the company with a new name next week. Facebook's chief executive officer Mark Zuckerberg plans to talk about the name change at the company's annual Connect conference on October 28th, but according to the report, it could be unveiled even sooner. The rebrand would likely position Facebook's social media app as one of the many products under a parent company, which will also oversee groups like Instagram, WhatsApp, Oculus, and more. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories of the day. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening. Have a nice evening.